Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we're going to talk about $100 worth of oversimplification and how sometimes oversimplification leads to a situation where you don't actually understand what's happening and therefore you can't come up with solutions. Over the last few days, I've gotten quite a few messages. One was just $100 with a question mark. One was this really over $100? I can't believe he did this over $100. You shouldn't believe that, because it's an oversimplification of the issue. Now, if you have no idea what I'm talking about right now, this is about one of the many incidents that has occurred over the last few weeks. I know it is hard to keep track of them all. This is one in California where the accused was told that he needed to pay a fee, a workplace fine, something, for damaging a forklift that he may or may not have damaged. That is being held up as the reason for him losing it. No. That's a good sound bite. It's a good headline. But it leads to the thought process of, well, oh, he was just unwell. He was a monster. Thoughts and prayers, nothing we can do. Right? If you look at the surveys, and I'm sure it'll be the case here, if you look at the surveys and the studies of the characteristics of the people who engage in these types of things, you see common threads that show up in every single one of them, regardless of what they are trying to show with their survey, regardless of what they set out trying to show, there are certain things that always show up. One of them, a DV history. If you watch this channel, you know that because I constantly bring it up. Hey, look, my bias. What's another one? There's not an agreed upon term, but if you look at the various surveys that are studying the people who commit these shootings, what you find out is a running trend with phrases like multiple stressors, grievance collector, blended grievances, grievance culture. The final thing that sparks it isn't actually the problem. It's just the final addition to a long list of grievances that they have collected and blended together. This is incredibly common. Very, very underlying theme through all of them. You also have racism and misogyny as a common theme through, I mean, most of them. Why? It all fits together. It all lines up. And when you reduce it down to $100, it all gets lost. That was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak. It wasn't the cause. The cause was people not having adequate coping skills.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Not being able to let stuff go. Being encouraged to hold on to grievances. That's that middle part. Multiple stressors. An economic system that is less than fair. All right there, right? Now, if you have a whole bunch of grievances and you start to collect them, what do you need to do with them? You have to personify them, right? right into the racism and misogyny. And if you don't have coping skills, how might you first lash out? That's how they end up with a DV history. It's all connected. It all ties together. But if we reduce it down to, well, it was over $100. You can't predict that. Right. And so I guess we can't do anything. But if you actually look at the surveys, if you look at the studies, if you look at the underlying themes, you find out, yeah, I mean, it seems like we should probably make mental health care available. We should teach coping skills. We should have stronger social safety nets. There's a list of solutions that deal with the motive, that if people were informed of these common threads, that they'd probably support. Most of them have economic grievances. Most of them have DV histories. Most of them have racism or misogyny as an undertone, or sometimes very much a controlling element. And that, to me, that depends on how far they fell down that rabbit hole as to whether or not that's plainly visible. Because if you have a bunch of grievances that you've collected, you need a them, those others, people to blame it on. That's why it exists. It's their scapegoat for their collected grievances. They're upset about a whole bunch of different things. And then there's that one thing that just sends them over the edge. Focusing on the final straw doesn't actually protect the camel. More importantly, it doesn't protect the people around the camel. The large amount of economic grievances, they stem from an economic system that is less than great, and a lack of social safety nets to catch those people who fall through. The reason you can't believe it's about $100 is because it's not. It's not. That was just the final act. You want to fix it? You want to deter it? We have to change. A lot of the problems in this country, they come back to that same issue. An economic system that is out of whack. An economic system that pushes people down, that keeps people down. A lack of social safety nets if somebody starts to fall through the cracks. And this is particularly true and could be particularly upsetting if somebody's, you know, done everything that they can. They've done everything that they think they're supposed to, that they're told to by those people who say, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, and then they fail. After looking down at other people, and then they realize they're just like them, that's a recipe to lash out. It's not over $100. Don't reduce it like that. If you do, you will end up in a situation where you think there's nothing that can be done, because you can't predict the final straw for each camel. But I mean, I think it's pretty easy to say that you probably shouldn't overload a camel. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.